Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You ready to go to work?
Oh my God, I'm so ready to go to work.
First of all, is the answer yes?
The answer is absolutely yes, Joe, and I am ready to work. I am ready to do this with you, for you. I'm just deeply honored, and I'm very excited.
Generally speaking, you don't want to pick somebody that went down. She went down, but she went down in a very terrible way, and she said horrible things about Biden. She said far worse about Biden than I ever did, and now she's running as vice president. So how does that work?
All right, snapshot of America, politics as usual, and it's so it begins. So here we go. We got another woman running for VP. Sarah Palin threw out some advice for Harris. We'll jump to that in a second or two. Hey, Kate Delaney, hope that you're all doing well in whatever nook, cranny, or crevice that you are finding yourself in these days. It's amazing how we can shrink our space, isn't it? And I think that's what I mean by that, because of what's happening around us. And boy, every little piece of property, meaning whether you're in a small space or maybe it's a little bit bigger or whatever, just has become so much different because of how we're living in these bubbles. And speaking of bubbles, college football may go down. I've been doing a lot of commentary, asked to do a lot of commentary on that. In fact, I'm going to be on 1240 WJIM, the big talker in Michigan, with Steve Gruber tomorrow, talking about my thoughts on college football as we had two big conferences go out because of COVID-19. It's such a unique time in sports, just like everywhere else, where livelihoods are on the line because money is not happening if you don't have sports going on, just like restaurants not being open, hotels not being opened, entertainment not going on. I mean, we're all feeling this. There's no doubt about that. All right, so Kamala Harris was the choice. I thought clearly she was going to be who he picked. I guess the vetting process was pretty intense, and ultimately this is who ended up getting the nod. She has that background, of course, in litigation and being the attorney general of one of our most populous states in the United States. You know, some call her weak, some call her strong when it comes to crime. And she's going to be a target, and she's going to set her sights on her targets, because I think one thing that will happen with Kamala Harris is she'll absolutely go after Trump and Pence. I think this will be different than you've seen in the past. This is part of the strategy of the Democrats to hit them where they're weakest, too, and have no qualms about Kamala Harris's knowledge of what's going on, especially as a senator. So using that and twisting it into whatever it will morph into, whatever the subject is. So the former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, as I mentioned, the 2008 Republican VP nominee, did actually congratulate Kamala Harris and said, "Congratulations, climb upon Geraldine Ferraro and my shoulders and see the most amazing view in your life and consider the lessons that we learn." And so her lessons were, her six tips basically was, and this was like one of the first things she said, out of the chute, trust no one. Fight to keep your team with you because they know you. Know your voice, and most importantly, that you are trustworthy. Don't get muzzled. Connect with media and voters in your own unique way. And so you can tell where Sarah Palin didn't like what was happening when she was on the ticket. She said some yahoos running campaigns will suffocate you with their own self-centered agenda. And remember, you were chosen for who you are, so stay connected with America as you smile and ignore deceptive handlers trying to change you. So isn't that interesting? And one another piece of advice is don't forget the women who came before you, and then have fun. This is the greatest country in the world, and hopefully you'll be blessed beyond belief like I was with meeting new people from all walks of life and see just how great it is. Well, I can absolutely get on board with that. We do live in a great country, and you get to meet so many people in a really short amount of time because it is a frenetic pace when you're in that position. But you're under a big microscope, and there is no doubt, and certainly Sarah Palin found out when, you know, when they love you, they love you, and when you stumble, ooh, you go down fast, and that's just how it is. No question about it. So once you make that slip, or once something happens that shows the vulnerability, that's where, you know, that's where the other side will absolutely go after you. I want to mention this at the top because I haven't talked much about Mother Nature because it's been wicked the last couple of weeks, but Southern California, we've got a lot of friends of the show there. A wildfire erupted north of L.A. on Wednesday afternoon. Thousands of acres burned. Lots of evacuation orders, up to 500 homes, 15 square miles burned by Wednesday night. They've been dealing with a bunch of fires in California, so this is just another one of the fires that that they are trying to put out. And speaking of putting out the fire, boy, the fire called COVID-19. We'd love to see that go away and put it back in the bottle. 166,000 deaths in the United States, 5.21 million confirmed cases, and worldwide, 745,000 deaths out of 20.4 million cases. And the number I want to see always go up and rise is the number of those recovered, 12.6 million, 12.6 million recovered, including one of my favorite people that I have worked with over the years. And he got COVID-19. It was unexpected the way it just absolutely just took him down. He was in the hospital, did the remdesivir kind of treatment, etc. And I want to shout out to Ted Nichols Payne for the incredible work he does with the Texas Rangers on their engineering and so much more than that. And he did that for me with live shots and tremendous setups. And I was so heartbroken when I heard that he was hospitalized, but we got your back, buddy. And he did walk out of the hospital, and he is recovering with his family, thank goodness. And see, it's touching lots and lots of lives. It's not just, oof, that virus. It starts to feed in, and you start to see it. And I can't wait until we for sure have that vaccine, and we can talk more about why that's so significant, and we do on this show. If it happens at the end of the year, if it happens at the beginning of next year, whenever it happens, and we can offer a little bit more safety to the people out there who are questioning what do we do next, nothing would make me happier, that's for sure. All right, hang with us. It's about the numbers. We're talking about them on the flip side.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Talking about colleges this time. We're not talking about high schools or elementary schools, but we're talking about colleges and thousands of college students with weakened immune systems who are stuck inside amid this pandemic and trying to figure out what do they do back to school? What are the dynamics of that? So lots of colleges and universities offered all classes online last spring. Many aren't doing the same this fall. So anybody who's compromised might be even more stressed out as they try to figure out how to rearrange schedules and how can they be accommodated. And really, there are a lot of people that the kids that fall into that category, I'll call them, whether it's, whether it's conditions like diabetes or chronic kidney disease or asthma, they're at much greater risk for having problems, and living in dorms, that would pose a huge, significant risk. There's no question about that. And what are they saying at schools? They realize the struggles. They realize that they have to figure out what are they going to do. And especially since you look at challenging the legal side of things. You know, there is the Americans with Disabilities Act. That was a law that came about in 1990, and that guarantees equal protection for people with a wide range of disabilities. So kids with disabilities now have a leg to stand on when it comes to demanding what can they, what are their remote learning options? And I think some schools are really good about that, more are struggling. Others are trying to come up with some of that hybrid kind of experience that they can do. But, you know, your health, your education, that whole thing on the line. And some of the tuitions, of course, are crazy astronomical. And there were fights about if it's online, wouldn't it be reduced? So some schools are saying, yeah, we're online for the fall of 2020. Because of the cases rising, we're not going to take the chance. Let's just, the deja vu, let's just wait. Let's wait, let's do it this way, and then figure it out from there. And a good example of that is Miami University in Ohio said all undergraduate classes would be held virtually through at least September 21st. West Virginia University, oh, I've had some fun at West Virginia, announced that classes would start on August 21st, about a week later than originally planned, and that most upper division courses would be taught online or through, what I said, the hybrid of in-person and online courses. So it's just one day at a time. I mean, to all these schools, doesn't matter what the school is, they have to look at what the stats are in their area and figure it out. And of course, the repercussions of what could happen, being sued, all that stuff played into it, I think, for sure. I mentioned before college football and what is happening with college football, because, you know, you have powerhouse schools, conferences that are saying they're not going to play, and then you have others that are trying to salvage the season. So it certainly wasn't joyful for the, they're saying, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 to have to call their seasons, because they're getting a lot of hate. A lot of haters are jumping on them in the Twittersphere, especially because of watching the seasons blow up. But the NCAA's Division I Council has recommended that the Division I Board of Directors extend some protections to student athletes impacted by COVID-19. So they're saying, okay, let's do some finagling here. And so what they came up with is this. They recommended that the Board of Directors come up with these extensions of their five-year period of eligibility and an additional season of competition if they participate in 50% or less of the maximum number of competitions allowed in each sport. Whew, that's a mouthful. They're going to finalize the recommendations before August 21st, meaning so they would still be eligible if they did at least that 50%. But here's the thing. You've got teams like Nebraska might be bailing out on the Big Ten. I mean, is that just conversation because they're upset, or are they going to really do that? So college football is in a flux situation, I guess I'm going to call it. And you've got schedules that are filled out. You've got, you know, the Big 12 announced its readjusted schedules on Wednesday. Both Texas and Iowa State had empty spaces for their one non-conference opponent this year. They've been filled. The Longhorns are going to host Texas El Paso on September 12th. That was previously scheduled for the 19th. And the Cyclones are set to play Louisiana Lafayette on September 12th. And that will be their fifth scheduled non-conference foe, because some of the opponents, because they've been shut down, they were pushed out. I think that there are conferences that are going to move forward. They're just going to move forward until they can't move forward anymore. I mean, you have an ACC medical advisor who's saying college football can be played in the fall. I mean, there's massive headbutting going on here. So is there an asterisk near the team that wins the national title because some of the bigger powerhouse conferences wouldn't be there if they do, in fact, fall off? I don't know. Could be. Could be that at first it looks like everyone's in, and then a couple games into it, something happens and they're not any longer. So much money and so much on the line, and I think just weighing all of that is part of what some of these conferences are doing. Who are they playing? Can it be safe? Look at what's happening. What happens with the NFL? And that's full speed ahead right now. I mean, full speed ahead. So it's not stopping. So there you go. How about this? The economy, and looking at what's happening with the economy, people are reinventing. They are reimagining, say. So they've got now, Fisher-Price, these stay-at-home toys that are kind of putting the jam back into playtime. So, because you have parents who are working from home and doing stay-at-home activities. So now they've got toys that turn everyday sort of grown-up activities into something silly and funny. That's what they're trying to come up with. How do they have these actions that kids are seeing the adults do now in their lives more than ever and incorporate it into what their toys are? And so the answer was they came up with features of a number of the things that they see. Like they're showing computers. They have little computers and headsets. You have kids that now are walking around with fake headsets on. So, like, for example, my home office set will set you back less than $25, but it comes with a toy laptop with changeable fabric apps for the screen, a toy smartphone, a headset, and a coffee cup. I think that's hilarious because, of course, kids aren't stupid. This is what they're saying. So they can have their own set, right? And then they've got they have the baby biceps set where it's got a headband, a dumbbell, a kettlebell, a pretend protein shake cup because daddy's lifting weights and he's not doing it at the gym. He's doing it in the living room. There's even a staycation, a tiny tourist gift set, and it has a toy camera. It's $14. It's got a toy camera, clicking lens, rattling beads, sunscreen, bottle, a mirror, a chewable teething passport, and I don't know. I think it's clever, of course. Reinvent. That's what they're doing, and they have food and fitness and staycations, and they're deliberately doing that because that's exactly what the kids are seeing. It's because they're all at home. So why not invent something new and something a little bit different, right? Of course. All right, coming up, I'm going to introduce you to a couple of really cool people. One is going to keep you safe, and the other, I think, is going to be entertaining. Hang with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As they set their sights on moving to the White House, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris appeared together for the first time as the presumptive Democratic presidential ticket. Without the crowd and fanfare that usually accompanies a big campaign moment, Joe Biden appeared for the first time with his running mate in a Wilmington, Delaware high school.
Kamala knows how to govern. She knows how to make the hard calls. She's ready to do this job on day one. And we're both ready to get to work rebuilding this nation and building it better.
Harris said they want to set a new direction for the country.
We don't have to accept the failed government of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. In just 83 days, we have a chance to choose a better future.
This is USA Radio News. There's been more sports cancellations due to COVID-19. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Big Ten and Pac-12 postponed all fall sports to the spring. No football, cross-country, volleyball, soccer, or field hockey. Ohio Congressman Anthony Gonzalez played in the Big Ten for Ohio State. He's not a fan of this move.
If you're inside of the college football system, you're connected to your coaches, you're connected to the medical staff, you're connected to the infrastructure, that is incredible that's going to give you the best chance of beating the virus. Now, if you cancel the games, right, now all of a sudden, these kids don't have anything to look forward to in the fall. Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, wide open, they'll be out doing what college kids do. And so my argument would be that inside of that college football system, the support system is so incredible that I believe that gives them the best chance of avoiding the virus, but also overcoming it should they contract.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I have for you this time around on Author's Corner. R.I. Johnson joins us, and he is in England, so we go across the pond for some of you because we have plenty of people that listen to us in the U.K., and he's written a fascinating book. It's called The Triad of Solomon. Think of the three stages of life meets the Bible, and this book goes deep. There's a chapter on philosophy. There's a chapter on intransitivity. There's a chapter in the book on logic, and I really enjoyed the way he pulled it together. I'll tell you what, it really makes you think. Robert, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
So why did you write the book? I mean, you're a former language teacher. You've delved into philosophy and biblical studies and that kind of thing. But what made you decide to tackle a project this big?
Well, I started writing and it just carried on, you know. I didn't think in big terms to start with, actually, but it sort of grew. I think another philosopher who was born not far away from me, actually, who was John Locke. You say he just started writing an essay on human understanding, and it just grew. Anyway, I've been interested in Kierkegaard for quite a while, and I've always had an interest in philosophy, and it occurred to me, as a Christian as well, that the wisdom literature of the Bible needs to be reconciled with what Kierkegaard was saying, because there are quite a few people who aren't quite sure of his Christianity, and indeed because existentialism has become synonymous with people like John Paul Sartre, that need to show that there is such a thing as Christian existentialism, and indeed it's it lines up with what the Bible's got to say.
Yeah. What do you? What do you think is the most difficult thing for people to understand? Because especially you talk about, like I said, the three stages of life, the triad of Solomon, and you know, we're talking about wisdom literature. What's the toughest thing for people to wrap their mind around?
Well, I think they've got to be aware of Kierkegaard. What Kierkegaard said was, or what he wrote about was, particularly in a book called Stages Along Life's Way, that people go through three stages in their lives. They, in their youth, they tend to go through an aesthetic stage when what matters is what feels good, you know, and morality takes a little place in their lives. Then they go through an ethical stage, which they become committed to an outlook on life that involves morality. Usually it means that people settle down and they get married and they have concerns for their families. So they have a more ethical outlook on life. But in the end, they develop the feeling that the idea that what life's all about leads to a religious stage. And ideally, this is a Christian commitment. Although these stages aren't sort of necessarily in chronological order, but they do reflect on three views on life. And I try to show that the books in the Bible attributed to Solomon, Song of Songs, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, correspond to these three stages of life, more or less. So what Kierkegaard was saying does correspond with that, although he himself didn't say it. I was the one who found out, I think.
And you know, in talking about this and talking about the three books and wisdom literature, and again, the book is R.I. Johnston, we're speaking with him, and the book is called The Triad of Solomon, that people struggle with logic and philosophy and intransitivity, the things that I talked about. In writing this and tackling it, what do you think was the most unique thing that you uncovered?
Well, the most unique thing I've uncovered is that not all statements we make are objective. You know, a lot of them are subjective and can only mean something to us personally. There's another, chucking another philosophical word, is qualia, is something that only means something to the subject. So, for example, if I say my dog smells a bone, that's an objective statement, where the smell is a transitive verb and the object is the bone. But if I say my dog smells awful, that's an intransitive statement that can only mean something to me, or other dogs, you know, might think it's rather nice.
Right.
So I start that chapter with the joke, my dog has no nose. How does he smell? Awful.
That's very clever. I might have to steal that from you as I talk about your book. And it makes sense the way you explained it. So in pulling the book together and tackling, like we said, something that is broad and something that is of interest, I think, to every single human being, as it's really the question of why, the why question everybody wants to know. And certainly that delves in philosophically. What is it that you'd like for people to take away from reading your book?
Well, the main thing is, as Kierkegaard would have wished, that a personal faith specifically personal Christian faith is more important than what church you belong to, or thinking that you belong in a Christian country or something like that, because technically there's no such thing as a Christian country. Although there are countries that have got state churches, like Sweden and Denmark. If you go to Sweden, I mean, it's virtually a spiritual desert, you know. Although you've got a state church, there's very little religiosity there, and not much personal faith, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But people all say, oh, we belong to the state church, you know, and we go to the Christmas service, and everybody gets baptized, this sort of thing. You know, it's not the case at all. Personal faith is the most important thing.
Yep.
So that's the main thing.
Yeah,
like Kierkegaard said, I mean, in reference to European Christianity, he said Christianity has been abolished by expansion. That's one of his sayings.
Wow, and you certainly have proven that out in some of what we've talked about here, that it is personal, and there is that battle of people belonging, and then belonging has that group think, which is what, to your point of what you see certainly in some of these areas, and you know because you traveled, and as you were somebody that was a teacher of language, you traveled to many places, and you saw...
Yeah, I was taught in Sweden and in the Middle East. English is a foreign language. I didn't teach any other languages. I think we're very lucky in the English-speaking world, actually. You know, we don't have to learn any other languages, more or less.
Yeah, I agree. We're speaking with R.I. Johnson, and again, his book is called The Triad of Solomon. And again, R.I. Johnston, so when you look it up on Amazon, you can get the book there, very easy to find. You know, ultimately for you, I mean, this is like a culmination of things that have happened in your life or you've seen and research. What was it like writing the book?
Well, yeah, I started off thinking, oh, right, well, let's... start off writing the Bible, about the Bible, Bible commentaries on the three main wisdom books and a few other books like Job and some of the apocryphal books, and then unfold that in the way that Kierkegaard was trying to unfold these three stages of life. I mean, I've got a chapter on his biography and also his background as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, it led on to other things, like I said, you know, it led on to explorations in philosophy and language. And as I say, I in terms of grammar, I think there's a couple of areas there I don't think any philosophers have touched on yet, so I felt I was breaking new ground. And also, there's other areas like the logotherapy of Viktor Frankl, who was a Jew who was in concentration camps in the Second World War, and also cybernetics and robotics. I just wanted to show that people are not robots, and robots could never be people. So. There's no fear of us being taken over by robots or anything like that.
I like that. That's certainly, that's what I like, the angle that your book takes, because you take us in a lot of different directions. Pick up the book.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, pick up the book for sure. Thank you so much, R.I. Johnston, for being with us. It's called The Triad of Solomon. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Snow is a member of IBM's X-Force Red Team and is a well-renowned social engineer or ethical hacker. She uses her skills to help people stay protected and informed. Thank goodness for that. And we are thrilled to have her with us because what a perfect time to talk about what is going on with COVID-19 and all the scammers that are out there. And IBM Security and Morning Consult just did a 2020 Consumer and Small Business COVID-19 Awareness Study, and some of it was pretty frightening. I just was reading that the other day. Snow, thanks so much for popping on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about scammers and who are they targeting and, of course, why?
So since this pandemic has started, it's really impacted everyone, especially consumers and small business owners. They're constantly being bombarded with changing information from stimulus checks to stay-at-home orders, small business loans, and even the promise of vaccines. And because of this, scammers are targeting them by playing off of their fear and confusion. And since COVID-19 was declared a pandemic, IBM X-Force saw a 6,000% increase in COVID-19-related spam.
Wow. That's a lot. So what do they look like? What do the COVID-19-related scams look like? How can we tell?
Yeah, so the scams have really ranged from emails impersonating major banks like American Express and Wells Fargo, all the way to claiming to be the SBA and even the WHO. So an example of one that we've seen, it pretends to be a major to authorize this and to get your money, you have to first verify yourself. So if you click a link, it takes you to a website that looks almost identical to your bank's login. And if you were to give them your username and password and try to log in, the attackers would then have access to the information, and they could log into your bank and do things like empty out your account or do a wire transfer on your behalf.
Ooh, that's scary. And I can see, I mean, they're clever at disguising it, so it looks real. You're rushing around, and boom, you go for it, especially when you talk about stimulus because you want the money.
Absolutely. And attackers they've been really smart. They're paying attention to current times, and they're adjusting as things change. So it makes it a lot harder.
All right, once again, we're speaking with Snow, and she's an expert at this kind of stuff. So what about phone calls? Because there's text and phone calls, too, correct?
Absolutely. So one of the things to think about with phone calls is attackers can change their caller ID to look like anything they want, such as an IT department or a bank. So that's a tactic that they're really good at using, is calling you from a number that appears to be legitimate and maybe ask you to verify your information or supply some type of account information or banking information. And that's a pretty clever tactic because it looks legitimate.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, it's about the awareness. And, Snow, you're a member of IBM's X-Force Red Team. Tell us what that's about.
So we are a group of hackers, and I specifically am a social engineer, which is another word for like a modern-day con artist. But me and my team, we test networks, people, buildings, and we try to break into them to find any vulnerabilities for our clients before bad guys do. So our job is to think like a criminal with the end goal of keeping our clients safe.
I love that. So how do you get into that? So you were obviously very good at what you did. You knew how to think of all the angles, and you must brainstorm on them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a very talented team of people, and we all collaborate together. But I actually have an interesting background. My background is special effects makeup, and I'm able to leverage that into some of the work I do. So if we do go on site to a client and are actually trying to break into their facility, we can do things like disguises and things like that. So it's really fun to be able to leverage another skill set I have into what I do.
Boy, no kidding. Well, I've got to ask you this. Consumers, small businesses, what can we do to protect ourselves?
One of the biggest things I like to tell people is to slow down. Right now, because of the pandemic, a lot of people are feeling rushed and, you know, they're really scared, but you just have to slow down. Or if you're on your phone, it's a small screen, so it's really hard to see all of the details. And make sure you question things. If an email or call, you know, look or feel shady, they probably are. And the other thing is to go to the website directly. So let's say you receive an email that might be your bank. Instead of clicking on links or opening attachments, go to their website directly. More times than not, they have this information on the homepage or link to an FAQ page where you can get tons of information. And then the last thing I'd like to suggest is enable multi-factor authentication. This is really just an extra security layer. So instead of logging in with just your username and password, you also have an additional piece of information you have to enter, like a code from a text message. That way, if attackers do have your username and password, they can't log in without that extra code.
Oh, that is so, so good. Well, I think it's so interesting what you do, Snow. And one last thing, where can listeners go for more info on this?
Absolutely. So for more information, listeners can go to ibm.com/COVID-19.
All right, perfect. Snow, keep doing what you're doing. Wow, so intriguing. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, how interesting is that when you think about what she's doing? And Snow mentioned some things, like you look at these alleged emails from the IRS, and 35% of the respondents to that awareness study that I mentioned expect to hear communications from the IRS by mail. And despite all the warnings from the IRS and from various law enforcement agencies and anybody you can think of connected to the security community, the IRS is never going to email you about your tax filing. So just put that in your head. Plant that in your head. You're not going to get an email on it. And if you do, it is a scam. They are phishing. They are looking for you. So here's something else pulling out of our conversation. You look at small business owners and this confusion that's kind of all over the place. Only 14% of small business owners feel like they're knowledgeable about the process to get across, to get access, rather, to the government's small business loan relief program. We just had more money put into that, so a second layer of that, right? And despite the guidance that's out there that's offered all over the place, again, going, as Snow said, going directly to the site, I guess it's, she's right, it's the cycle of being so fast to quickly react and do things that we're not paying attention. We're not thinking that it's any kind of clickbait or any of that kind of stuff. And of course, the stimulus checks and COVID-19, it's a disaster for this. Testing is, you know, it's become the perfect clickbait. And on that survey, over half of the people responded said they would click on links or open attachment in emails, any of the emails they got that pertain to their stimulus check eligibility. And again, it looks so real. So once you click on it, boom, they are in. So somebody who's trying to get you, and that's why this team that they have, the IBM X-Force Red Team, I mean, how clever is that? How smart? Because they're trying to stay ahead of the game to think of what a criminal would do and what is it that they would put out there to try to pull you in, what kind of scam. And because we're in unprecedented times, in uncharted waters especially, but always, I shouldn't say always, but mostly it's connected scams really get life when they're connected to panic and fear, and in particularly when there's something that happens that's devastating to people, and obviously COVID-19 falls into that category with the rampant unemployment and people waiting for stimulus checks, like we said, or waiting to apply for loans, any of that kind of thing. And of course, this is so key. I can't say it enough because I know people that I think are super smart, two people in my world that got sucked into a scam, and it was related to the IRS and their business. And because it was a business thing and they were going through with the IRS what they were doing with the business, they didn't realize that this was phony, and unfortunately took them down a very, very scary path. So glad that Snow joined us to talk about what they're doing, and as part of that ethical hacking team, the insights that they are out there providing, you know, to protect consumers and small business owners from cyber criminals, you know, while being up on everything that we need to know during the pandemic. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember, we're all in this together. Mahalo.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.